New York City's first full casino opens at Resorts World Queens. Resorts World New York City has opened the city's first live table games casino, marking a major step in the rollout of full-scale gambling in Queens. The launch follows the company's previously announced table games opening plan and gives the Aqueduct Racetrack property a temporary head start over two other downstate casino projects that remain years from completion. Resorts World opens expanded casino floor. The expanded casino area opened Tuesday with more than 200 live dealer games, including blackjack, craps, baccarat, and roulette. Resorts World also has more than 2,500 slot machines on site, with further tables and machines expected to come online later in 2026. The opening was marked by a ribbon-cutting ceremony and ceremonial dice roll attended by company executives, elected officials, local residents, and Queens-born rapper Nas, who is a partner in the development. Robert DeSalvio, president of Genting Americas East, said the launch came quickly after the company secured its casino license. "We got the license December 15th, and here we are, April 28th, welcoming our guests to the new casino floor," he said. Jobs, taxes, and expansion plans. Resorts World said the current expansion has already created more than 1,200 new jobs, with another 500 hires expected by summer. The company has recruited some experienced dealers from other states while also training local workers through its dealer development program. The Queens property, owned by Malaysia-based Genting Group, has operated for more than a decade as a slots and electronic gaming venue near John F. Kennedy International Airport. Its new live table games floor moves it into full casino operations ahead of rival New York City projects. The company has also outlined a wider $5.5 billion expansion plan for the 72-acre site. That proposal includes a new hotel, restaurants, a 7,000-seat entertainment venue, and more than 12 acres of public green space. A sportsbook is also planned, which would become the first in New York City. Queens gets first-mover advantage. Resorts World was one of three projects selected for downstate casino licenses, alongside Steve Cohen and Hard Rock's proposed $8.1 billion development near Citi Field and Bally's planned casino at Ferry Point in the Bronx. Both competing projects are expected to take years to complete. For now, Resorts World holds a unique position in the city market. The company says it will pay 63% tax on slot revenue and 30% on table game revenue, with a clause in its license bid that would lower its rate once competitors begin operating. Supporters have argued that the casinos will generate major tax revenue and jobs. State projections suggest the three downstate projects could produce billions in gaming tax revenue over the next decade, while industry estimates point to significant long-term gaming revenue once the market matures. The launch has also drawn local scrutiny, with some residents concerned about traffic, crime, and the wider impact of a larger casino resort in Queens. For Genting, however, Tuesday's opening gives Resorts World a clear first-mover advantage as New York City's casino market begins its next phase.